Now we're in the season of Hatonot, Baruch Hashem, many weddings. So it's Kedai just to go through some important halachot that apply under the chuppah. Number one, the Rama brings down in Ibn Azir, Siman Namin Aleph, Si'if Bet, that under the chuppah, the custom is that they give the ring or the coin to the witnesses, and they ask them, is the coin a shaveh peruta? Which means, the reason why they do that is they want the kala not to think that it's worth more than a shaveh peruta. She knows that this is a shaveh peruta, because if she thinks it's worth more, and she's getting less, then it could be a problem in the kedushin, that she doesn't have gemirat da'at to be kona. She might think it's worth a lot, therefore the edim are supposed to say, it's shaveh peruta. They shouldn't be funny under the chuppah and say, oh, it's worth much more. Because now you have a problem. When you say it's worth much more, now the kala thinks it's worth much more than it really is. And therefore, hadat is on something that's worth $100, and really maybe it's only worth $10, and then you can run into problems. So the edim should be very careful, the Ben Ish Chai says, not to say anything else except, yes, shaveh peruta. It's worth a peruta. Furthermore, the halakha says, brought down in Shulchan Aruch Siman Chafchet Sa'if Yud Zayin, that if a person is mekadesh with mamon havero, lo yatsa, the money has to belong to the hatan. So therefore, the halakha says, we ask the hatan, is this your money? Is this your ring? Is this your coin? If he says yes, no problem. Or he might say, but my father gave it to me. So you have to say, he gave it to you as a matana. Therefore it's yours, the gamri has to gift it to him so it can be his kesef. Now, there's another point that should be made. Halakha writes that the deen is, the hatan puts the ring on, if it's a ring, on the forefinger. That's the finger next to the thumb. That's the etzba. That's the minhag. Why? Different reasons. Some say because that's the finger of the hand that's the most used. For example, when you're teaching a child how to read, you use that, the pointer finger, the point where the place is. So you want to, she puts out that finger, so everybody sees she's mekodeshet. So nobody should think that she's not mekodeshet. It's the most functional of the fingers, so therefore it's the most clear. Others say a different reason, al pi haremez. In the mizmor, in Teilim, Hashamayim mesaperim kevod el. In that chapter it says, V'hu kehatan yoseh mechupato. It talks about a hatan. And in that chapter is five pesukim that have five words in them. Torat Hashem temima meshivat nafesh. Edut Hashem ne'emana mechkimat peti. Pekudei Hashem yesharim mesamehe lev. Mitzvat Hashem bara Meirat Einayim. So you see, these pesukim, the second word of all these pesukim is what? Hashem. If you count them with your fingers, it's always the etzba that falls out on Hashem. Mitzvat Hashem bara Meirat Einayim. And we know Kiddushin combines the name of Hashem. The Hatan is Ish and the Kala is Isha. That's Yud in the Ish and He in the Isha. So therefore, as a remez, in the chapter it says, and since the second word of all those pesukim is yudke vavke, which is hatan and kala brings Hashem Hashem together, so that's what the custom is, to put the ring on the forefinger, the etzba. Of course, if you put it on another finger, yotze. But the ketela, the minhag, is to put it on that finger. Last but not least, Rav Moshe Feinstein writes in the Grot Moshe Chalek Ibn Ezer in Krach Gima Siman Yudchet, you should not have a double ring ceremony under the chuppah. You see sometimes, after the hatan gives the ring, so she takes out a ring from her pocket and she puts it on his finger. Reason is because, halachically, that has no bearings. If anything, that's the way of the goyim, that they have, he gives a ring and she gives a ring, and therefore it could be a problematic of Chas v'Shalom, either following the custom of the Reform or following the ways of the Goyim. So Moshe Feinstein writes, if she wants to give a ring, give it after. in the room over there, after she goes, she wants to give. But under the chuppah, as part of the ceremony where she puts on a ring, that should not be done.